100 says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs." I love that. Friend, how you doing? Happy Sunday and welcome to yet another edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Yep, there is nothing like a good old cup of coffee and some fellowship with some good godly brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen. Hey, I hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. Now, Sunday Worship focuses on Jesus. Yeah, we magnify Him, lift Him up, because the Bible says that He has been given the name that is above every name. That's right, the sweet name of Jesus. Yeah, we focus on Him, scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Got some great encouragement for you today. And let's start things off today with Robin Mark right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Shining like the sun.
That's right. We are tapping our toe with Rob and Mark today, and these are the Days of Elijah. That's a fun song. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you, and yeah, I was just looking at the calendar the other day and realized that next Sunday, yeah, it's Easter Sunday. Time really does fly, I'll tell you. Hey, listen to this from Nehemiah 9:6, a beautiful passage here. It says, "You alone are the Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all their starry host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to everything, and the multitudes of heaven worship you." You know, friend, the great God of the universe, who heaped up the mountains, scooped out the oceans, and flung out the stars, wants to have a relationship with you. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
The part to break the chain.
Getty, and we walk by faith. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. And Acts 9:15 says, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel." You know, Fred, it's remarkable how yesterday's household goods are today's collector's items. Really, I mean, glassware and dish sets that once sold for pennies at Woolworth, remember that store, now sell for hundreds or even thousands of dollars in antique galleries today. Glass made cheaply from the Depression era now commands a prized place in the museums and private collections of collectors. But can I be honest with you today? The Lord isn't interested in beautiful vessels that sit in display cases to be admired. He chooses us to be vessels to bear his name. I want you to think of yourself as a glass or a cup or a bowl. You're a vessel in the master's hand, bearing the water of life to a needy world. Isn't that a beautiful picture? In fact, that's a biblical picture because the Apostle Paul was described as a chosen vessel. So, friend, don't worry if you are not beautiful enough to sit in a museum or old enough to be a fine antique. Just live faithfully. Just live faithfully and bear the water of life to a needy world.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart bless your name, bless your name. I'll follow you. for this is what I'm glad to do. It's time to live a life of love that pleases you.
You're listening to Sunday Worship. Yes, that's right. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. So good to fellowship. I really enjoy our time together each and every Sunday. And if you got some time, maybe today or in the next couple of days, be sure to like us on Facebook. In fact, the same great encouragement you get here in the program, you get right across your news feed right there on Facebook. So, yeah, just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth." You know, friend, when the child of God loves the word of God and sees the Son of God, he is changed by the Spirit of God into the image of God for the glory of God, because he has found the truth of God.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be
this song, Randy Rothwell and Sanctuary, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship, right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. I love hearing from you. Drop me a note if you got some time today or this week. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Hey, don't forget to mark it down on your calendars Thursday night, April 7th. For the Great News Radio 20th Birthday Celebration Extravaganza. That's a mouthful. But it is just going to be a big celebration. What God has done over the last 20 years here at the ministry. Taking place at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. Again, Thursday, April 7th. We have a pre-event, so to speak, beginning at 4:30 in the restaurant area of the mall. And we have a special reception, so to speak, at 6 with cake, ice cream, and desserts with music playing. And our formal program will begin at 7 p.m. with the Singing Men of GNN, the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, and our keynote speaker that night, Dr. Erwin Lutzer. Going to be a great night of celebration, worship, and fellowship. Get all the updates and needed information at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the tab there at the top that says 20th B-Day. Well, Mark Burns will help you get your Monday off to a great start for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. Until next time, friend, remember, as you go out and about this week, just remember that God has called you to be salt and light and to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Have a great rest of your Sunday.